Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
Chilling.
Happy Sunday.
Get out of my head. I was just about to say that. That's creepy.
Yeah.
That was creepy as hell.
I'm dead.
What's that?
I said, yeah, I almost forgot what day it was. When I said it, I was almost about to say it was Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to confuse days now. I gotta take
I'm not eating.
Me neither.
Just chilling.
Yep, same here. Hell of an intro.
Hell of an intro.
Yo, and yo, it's Simon Illa.
And this is Jay.
See Two Games Walk Into a Bar podcast, brought to you, as always, via the Anchor app. I record this on the app called Jay. Jay calls in. We edit, distribute, all that good shit in the app. It's badass. We love it. We've been using it for over a year. Hey.
Yeah.
And if you want to start a podcast like everybody and their freaking mama is doing now, just go to anchor.fm and start your little bullshit-ass podcast that nobody will listen to.
Yeah,
just like ours.
To do it.
That's right. And who produces this podcast?
Oh, just Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. Okay, so let's talk about this. Georgia, opening back up, as they say. I would like your thoughts.
I just think it's wild, man. And the cases have gone up more since, so I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, because they started kind of gently opening things, but I think it was yesterday, so they didn't really go out at all on Friday, like even outside, because that was when they opened stuff up. But yesterday I was outside because the Blue Angels, the Navy's Blue Angels, and the Air Force's Thunderbirds did a flyover of Atlanta. So I don't know if you saw that up in Marietta, but they flew over my neighborhood twice yesterday.
Yeah, I saw your story on Instagram.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool, but I'll say this. I was telling a friend of mine, I'm like, I'm going to go over by Home Goods and TJ Maxx. There's a big parking lot over there. I'm going to watch the airplanes fly over. But then I went out on the walkway behind my place and I realized, oh, wait, people are outside again. And the fucking parking lot was full.
Oh, dude.
I was like, fuck no, I'm not going out there. Think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
And people with no masks, like, even a couple of my neighbors, I hope they listen to this podcast. I had a mask on and I think I had gloves on. But I was sitting out just to get that little video. They walked by me. No mask, no gloves, you know, just talking, hey, how you doing?
That's
I was like, bruh, like, you just think it just went away? Well, like, here's the thing. I know people say, you know, what people want to owe the government, and like, it's not a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. People are getting sick, and it's individuals, and it's not... What drives me nuts is people think just because all that matters is they don't get sick.
Right.
It's like, well, that's fucked up. What if you carrying it and you give it to somebody else? That's the point. It isn't like, no, we're not saying like, oh, not everybody. No, not everybody does have it. But in the case that you do have it, you know, I mean, by the way, that's the only reason to wear gloves and a mask. I don't think people know that. Like, if you're going to get it, you'll probably get it. It's to prevent it for you from spreading it to other people. So that's what people don't get. Anyway, so that's a little frustrating to me. But, I mean, it'll be nice to be able to do stuff, though, right? At some point.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be cool. I just think people need to, like, chill out. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are really bugging at this point. And it's like... Yo, I think it's funny that people are like, oh, I want to see my friends and my family. Why were you not seeing these people before? What happened?
Right.
Like, yeah, all this time, and now all of a sudden, because there's a lockdown, y'all feeling friendly. I just don't be serious.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
People have all this time, you know what I mean, to, like, spend time with people, and now all of a sudden, there's just this shift of, like, oh, I need to hang out, and I need to see people. Okay, well, your ass should have been doing that to begin with, and now y'all sad because you can't hang out with people the same, so now you appreciate people more. You should have appreciated people.
Yep. All along. Yeah. Well, to me, it's a case of, say you're dating somebody, and they dump your ass, right? And one night you get lonely and have a couple of drinks. What do you do? You're gonna text your other ex. Like, well, how are you doing? I miss you. I'm thinking about you. That's exactly what people are doing. They're texting their ex, and it's stupid. It's like free range ex. Like a free-range chicken. They're like, oh, I was denied this. Well, I'm going to go. Like, well, let me just do like I always did. It's like, this is a good practice for you to, like, excuse me, to, to stay by yourself. Well, people can't do it. Like, I follow people on social media that are straight up hanging out with 4 and 5 people. And they're like, oh, we're having a good time. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, can you just hold out a little while longer? Just a little while longer. That's all it takes. Like, y'all really can't. No self-control. I think that's what bugs me about it. It's the impulse. People have no impulse control. It's like you really just can't. Like, is it that bad?
Exactly.
I think it's an insecurity. People don't like themselves, and they don't like hanging out by themselves, and they need other people to validate them. I think we talked about this last week.
No, I agree, though, because, like, oh, no, it's just, I've been fine, man. I mean, even before I got with my parents, because they said, well, oh, you've been with your parents. But I was cool then. I was just like, because I had chilled in my room all the time anyway.
In all fairness, you know, some people definitely have different circumstances.
Of course.
So it is hard to understand, but that's what I'm really trying to understand. Is like, you know, you can't make people do shit. That's why, you know, I'm like, I've had people hit me up like, hey, I know George is opening up, but I'm like, you ain't gotta tell me shit. I'm still doing what I've been doing.
What you mean?
I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have no desire to, like, be doing crazy-ass shit. Because it's not needed. Like, right now is not the time. There is nothing of super importance that I feel like I just need to do right now to go outside. I mean, I'm just glad that, what's it called, Instacart is somewhat back to normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you don't have to wait 20 years
Facts.
To get stuff. So, you know, there are things that are kind of coming back to normal.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yep.
So I think, like, it's all about perspective.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's almost like when you're a kid and somebody's like, oh, you can't go there, you can't do this. What's the first thing you want to do? You want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me what to do. And once again, I mean, people have asked me questions, you know, and I've answered honestly. You know, I had a friend ask me the other day, like, do you know anybody that's gotten it? And I, of all the people I know a lot of people. And I mean directly. I don't mean indirectly. If it's indirectly, there may be a few. But directly that I know, out of my whole life of people that I've known, I know one person. One.
Oh.
They got it and got over it.
That was good.
And within like a week. So, and that's here in Atlanta. That's somebody that, they used to work here in the place where I live. But that was like years ago. Anyway, so, you know, I get that to where people are like, oh, like, it's not a big deal. I don't know anyone. But it's like, There are people that are getting it, and it's not good. So, anyway, the only thing I can hope for, trying to hope for the best, is that, maybe it will cause some immunity, in people that are getting it and getting over it and never knew it, which is great. You know what I mean? Because they get over it. So then they have antibodies. I'm not a scientist, so I may be speaking out my ass. But it seems rational that if a lot of people got it and got over it or didn't know they had it and they're over it, great. And then you get some immunity in within the community. Ah, there we go. That's the podcast name. Immunity within the community.
Oh, yo, that's such a good, that should be a rhyme.
Somebody put that in a rap right now. So yeah, I mean that's what I'm hoping for, and also I hope at the same time somebody's figuring out, I don't want to even say a vaccine, or at least some kind of cure. You know what I mean? Like, and they've had plenty of time to be working on that. You know what I mean? So it's like all these things happening at the same time.
Right.
It's too. If it was too early in the game, there wouldn't be people working on it, going, "Oh, I think we have something that works." But I'm sure they have some kind of, if you do get it, you'll have a chance. That's the shady part. We'll see, though. I mean, we have no choice. But the choice I have is to stay in, and I'm good. So,
No.
I don't. That's but the, here's the crazy thing about that, though. It's actually it may limit what I can do, even the little I was doing. Like, if I rolled out just to go to La Perea to get carry out, like, they bring it out to you. Or if I went to Lil Ozio, they bring it out to me. I don't even know if they'll do that now. Because the thing is, now to go there's going to be a bunch of people going there. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, if I go to get carry out at La Perea, do I have to go in now? And like, or can I, you know what? Fuck that, though. They know me. If I go there to get food, I'm gonna call them. I'm like, look, it's me. Can you bring it outside? I'm going in there. Bunch of people breathing and shit. Anyway. All right. Well, enough of a rant about that.
No, it's a valid question, though.
Yeah, I mean it is. It is.
It's just a, it's a, it's a weird time.
I got something to I think I
Right now.
have something to bring up. I think I mentioned it the other day, but let's talk about ice cream for a minute.
Ice cream. Yeah, you got key lime
Oh
pie.
yeah, you already knew. All right. Well, for
Yeah.
podcast listeners, my friend Evan came by. By the way, it's always good to have good friends when you're in a quarantine, and good healthy friends are always good. Evan came by to help me empty my trash. And said, pick an ice cream and sent me a menu. And I immediately went right to Key Lime. He brought me some Key Lime ice cream. It's fucking amazing.
Yo, that's
It had
amazing.
like bits of the crust in it.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was so good.
I feel like they do that usually with like those types of ice creams. It's always good though.
They had a cherry coke ice cream.
They had a cherry
You
coke
know
ice
how
cream.
amazing that would be?
Yeah,
I thought about it.
incredible.
That's what I thought about. Maybe next time, if I get offered ice cream again, I will take that very seriously.
Yes.
So what's going on in your world? What's your week been like? I mean, anything exciting?
No,
Oh, okay.
not really.
This might be the
That's the
world's
thing.
shortest
I don't
podcast.
really have anything like,
Yeah.
popping at this because I've been in the same place. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, my parents and I, we've watched like shows, I guess,
Okay.
like together. Boy.
That's cool.
Other than that. Yo, the funny thing is, I did hire someone, like, well, I added a person to the team to do customer support for me. So that's been pretty chill.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of trust that I've had to kind of not give up, but I like control. So,
Yes, you do.
yeah, it's been a little tough for me, but at the end of the day, It's been okay. It eases up certain things. You know what I mean? Because I get, like, a lot of comments and stuff on my social media. Well, on my, like, ads and stuff. And it was just becoming too much. So I decided, in effort to make that easier, mm-hmm. I just am having someone take care of it.
That's good.
So that's been, yeah, it's different.
Okay.
So, but I'll take it. I think I'll get used to it the more that time passes on.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, you want to know what's funny?
Please.
I have people talk about my beat tag, right? We talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so interesting how people only really care about you having a beat tag if to them you're not known.
Okay.
Because think about DJ Khaled, bro.
Mm-hmm.
His beat tag.
It's annoying as shit.
Annoying.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super annoying. But guess what? He keeps it on there.
Yep.
You want to know why?
It's his brand.
Don't care. It's his brand.
It's his brand. Who gives a fuck? Yeah.
So if you got to listen to Mini Producer 50 times, you know who's going to remember it? You are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fuck him. Yeah.
People are like, can you remove the tag for me? And sometimes I will. Like, sometimes I just don't care. Like, you know, just whatever. Cut it out in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But it's just so interesting to me, like, how much artists really care about a tag that's literally maybe 2 seconds.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Of a whole beat.
But, you know, my advice to them, this is, fuck them. Like, if they say it, so let them say what they, I mean, they're idiots. Like, It's I don't even want to say it's disrespectful, or even, really, they're not even idiots. It's just a dumb, why do they even give a shit? Like, who cares? Like, why do you care that they care? I'd like you not to care that they care. Fuck them. You're, now, if they're paying you $1 billion, or whatever, I mean, by the way, you still have that right to say no. You know, my name's got to be in it. Like,
they're paying me $20, bro.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that. No. They can go fuck off with that. Like, it's such a, no. Don't even let them try to, I mean, they can say what they want, just ignore it. Just ignore it. If they ask you to take it out, say no. Can't do that, sorry. Move on. You know? It's just, it doesn't even matter. By the way, and if they wouldn't give you $20 for a beat just because of that, then you don't want to, why would you want to work with it? Like, until they can pay you money where you're not worried about whether people know it's you or not, but that's what you have right now.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, artist jumps on your beat and be like, okay, I love it. We're not going to put your name or any of your social media accounts on the song or your face.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to identify you. You know what
that's crazy.
And they'd be, what would they say? No. You know what I mean? They'd be like, absolutely not. That doesn't make sense. So it's the same thing. You put your stamp on that. You keep putting your stamp on that.
Okay. You got it.
I mean,
you know what? That's real shit.
And what's funny is I stopped doing it for a really long time because I didn't know if it would matter. And I actually started doing it again.
Really?
Yeah. With Vizo. We dropped a little snippet a couple weeks ago on this little freestyle. It's like a little verse. I put my name right in the top of that beat. It felt good. I was like, yeah, that feels good. What I used to do sounds, you know, makes me feel good. I don't know if we talked about this last week. Actually, I don't think we did because I don't think it came up. But did I talk about a mix that I was working on? I don't know if I told you this. So, I was working on this mix for Vizo's new album. It's a song I think is going to be the single.
Mm-hmm.
So, I spent like 3 or 4 days off and on mixing it. It wasn't really right. I think we did talk about this on Instagram, but not on the podcast.
Oh, that might have been why. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's all good. So, what happened is I spent several days mixing the song. It just wasn't feeling right. I'm like, why does it not sound good anymore? Like, it sounded good when he sent me the vocal. Like, when I sent him the beat, just a 2-track, And then he sent me back, you know, that version with the vocals. It sounded so good. And I was trying to make it sound that good or better.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I couldn't get it to happen. I was so frustrated. And I sent it to my friend Pat, because I knew he'd be straight up. And he was like, dude, no, it's not good. You're spending too much time on it, and it sounds worse now than it did before. I was like, you are absolutely right. So we ended up hiring an engineer. This guy named Preston Reed. And we got him to do it. I think he did it Monday or Tuesday, one of those days. But anyway, when I got that thing back, oh my gosh. It sounds so good. It sounds amazing. And I don't even feel any kind of weird way, because some people just feel like they have to do it all. I'm happier that he mixed it, because I'm just as proud, if not more proud, to have produced it. Because he made me sound good.
Yo, that's how I feel about... I had a guy that I know. I had him make me some more loops.
Mm-hmm.
And yo, fucking fire.
That's the way to do it. Like, me and Pat do that all the time.
I paid him to...
Yeah.
I was like, pay... Oh, yeah, obviously. I wasn't like, do it for free.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I paid him... And I said, hey, would you make me some, you know, loops? Because he's good. Like, that is his stick. He is good at that shit. And I told him, you know, the outline of what I would need it for. Because, you know, I do my pack. So I was like, hey, I'm going to pay you. Now, this isn't going to be on my beat store. So it's not like a split. And, you know, so I did, I'm transparent about, like, what I'm going to be using it for. You know, so I let people know so they can make a decision, you know, if they want to go forward with it or not. Because some people... You know, whatever. But he was cool with it because he liked me. He just likes me as a person in general, so he was cool with it. And it's just some loops. So I was like, hey, I'm going to be making a pack. This is not, you know, I could obviously do it, you know what I mean? But if someone can do it better, you know, I'll pay it because I know I'll make that back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, I'll pay you. So he made, moral of the story is, he made me some fucking loops. Freaking fire, so all I gotta do is kind of like what we do, add my drums to it, boom, bada bing, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And he structured it in a way, like some of them are like structured, so it's like the intro, hook, part, verse,
yep.
Which is even better for me, because it's like, you know, everything is aligned,
so. Mm-hmm.
But like we just said, sometimes you gotta outsource and get people who can either do something better, even if you can do it. Like, obviously, you can mix your ass off. And, you know, make songs and engineer and all that shit. But if someone can heighten it or maybe do something that maybe you weren't thinking about or not have any, like, you know, personal attachment to the project, then it might be better. Same thing for me. I make my own beats all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, if I know someone that can do it better, then... You know, why not?
Like, why not? Yeah, hell yeah. You want to sound good. The whole point is to sound good. It's to sound great. So it's like, and like you said, with the loop thing, like, by the way, that's how a lot of producers work anyway. Like,
it's so great.
You know, me and Pat, like, that's how we work. I mean, that's how you and I work. I send you loops and you make beats. It's like,
it's a time thing, too, because, like, time is precious. Like, every minute, even the hour that we spend on the podcast, is a precious time that we're never going to get back.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if I'm spending, you know, let's say 30 minutes to an hour to make a beat, when I could spend less time because, you know, I've had these curated loops for me, and that's the sauce, bro. The sauce is having loops that were made for you. You know what I mean? Which is something that I've kind of had, like, a different perspective of now. Is, like, I was using loops, as you know, from like other people had access to, but there is something nice about these loops are mine, you know, they were made for me, so I don't run into issues down the line. Oh, someone else used this loop and whatever, and the royalties, and, you know what I mean?
So
it's dope, and it's cool because you're collaborating with other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
who are like-minded individuals. And yep,
Yeah, I'm with you. Sure. I'm with you. It does take a team. It definitely takes a team. Like, you can't...
And you have to be okay with it.
Well, but the funny thing is, once again, I would only feel like people, when you're not okay with it, your ego is popping up. Because you just want to be like, oh, I do everything. It's like, no, you don't.
That's
like,
stressful, bro.
Well, it's not only stressful, but it's like, I mean, I feel like I'm okay at a lot of things. But I guarantee if somebody said, you know, be honest with me, what are you best at? I will tell them. And it's not everything, you know, like, I'm a great beat maker, I'm a great mixer, I'm a great... Like, I always tell people all the time, if I had to do one thing in this business, or maybe of all the things I do, if I had to do two, let's say two just because I got two in the name, but I would write songs and vocal arrange. That's all I would do. I probably wouldn't make beats. I know that sounds weird because that's what I've done for years, but I like that. But if money was not a factor, if I didn't have to do the other stuff, that's all I would do. I would just write songs and vocal arrange. That's it. That's it. Because those things to me are so natural. Like, I don't even have to think to do that. I can, like, you know, I can write stuff and melodies and lyrics and vocal arrange and do harmonies and all that. It's just natural. It's in my blood. But the other stuff, like, I wrestle with beats sometimes, you know, or I wrestle with mixes, you know, and so.
Yeah, I feel like my biggest, if someone asks me what I'm best at, I am best at being a personality, like, that is, like, I feel like I'm a personality that happens to, like,
make beats. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, do I suck at making, like, obviously not, because I fucking suck.
Right. You know,
people that use them, you know what I mean? So, obviously not. However, my personality is what I feel like sells most of my stuff. You know what I mean? Like, obviously there has to be talent, so I'm not going to say I'm not talented, because I am talented. It's just from a standpoint of, like, certain strengths that I have. Mm-hmm. I really like new drums. That is my thing.
Right.
I will fucking slap drums on things all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be that guy. And if someone else is better at doing the melodies, I don't care. Like, it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't, like, that's how I got my one placement. It's because a guy that I worked with before, he did the piano melody.
Right.
And I slapped some drums on
it. Yeah.
And we got placement.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm not going to be mad about that. Like, oh, wow, it wasn't on me. Like, but I got a placement, though, and my name is on that sheet. So, and my tag is on it, so everyone can suck it.
Well, the thing about that is, you know, what people fail to realize is, what would they rather have is, like, they want to do everything and it not get placed, or it gets placed and they have part of it. By the way, one gets you zero and one gets you something. So, and, you know, even some people I look up to in this industry, you know, even some of them are maybe a little old school, but, like, you know, even, like, you know, Steve Lillywhite produced some of the biggest albums in rock music history, including, like, U2 and stuff, and he kind of plays bass, but he doesn't play an instrument.
Yo, you want to know what's interesting? I'm sorry, this is so random. I think there would be certain genres that I wouldn't put my tag on, if that makes sense. So, like,
okay. Yeah, I get that, yes.
Like, so, like, rock and stuff, I would definitely not put Mini Producer on there. It wouldn't sound okay. Pop, probably not. Like, there are certain genres that I think I just probably wouldn't put a tag in just to the genre itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, I produced an album for Nate Curran that's called The Pilgrim. It's based on a book that's, like, kind of based on the Bible. You know, you can't have, like, some nice acoustic guitar and then Simonella.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, so, I mean, that to me is different. You know what I mean? So I definitely would, like, agree in that statement that sometimes a tag wouldn't necessarily work well, if that makes sense. With like, but like hip hop, like trap, and for the genres I'm doing, you know what I mean? I don't know what you're gonna listen to this damn tag. You know what I mean? Because that's a stamp.
That's
like,
a stamp
on the track. That's a stamp. You know what I mean? So
yep.
And some people go, well, if it's a dark beat, you know what? Metro Boomin, he got his tag in every little thing. London on the track, like
Mustard. Make it. Who? DJ Mustard, right?
DJ Mustard. Oh yeah. And like, but it's a signature tag for a reason. Like, it's your signature. Mm-hmm. Like, my mini producer tag. I like thought about it because I was like, oh, I could have another tag. But when I listen to my beats, like, I really can't hear anything else on it. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you see me as a person, I'm not a very aggressive person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't look like someone that's going to be, like, mini producer in this track, bitch. Or something. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, like, yeah. You wouldn't be like, Jay?
Yo, what? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I think the tag, like, speaks to, like, me. Like, it's a mini tag. Like, it sounds small. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah, we're not getting into the whole tag situation. I'm just saying, like, it's just interesting, like, genre-wise, what genres I probably wouldn't have the tag in, and what tag, when it's kind of okay, like, it goes with the whole thing. Because...
Yeah. You know what they need to do is, you know how they have those tags on, like, mattresses that say, like, do not remove tag? Under penalty of law.
We need that. Yo, I should put a more annoying tag on there. Something like, you did not pay for this beat. Yo, I have a tag that says that. And it's hilarious. There's a tag by a guy named Curtis King. He made tags, and one of them is like, you did not. No, that's not him. Oh, why didn't you pay for this beat, though? That's what the tag says. But
that's
I also
hilarious.
Have another one that does say, you did not pay for this beat.
Or that's like amazing. That.
So I need to just start putting that, and then have people really talk about removing the tag. Since I was like, okay, you want me to remove their mini producer tag? Gotcha. I'll put the why did you pay for this beat?
Wow, that's funny though. Call people out though, or just it'd be like a mini producer tag could be like, I only paid $20 for this beat.
Yeah, exactly.
And that way people look cheap and like, oh, you want me to remove it? Pay me more. But then,
more.
Of course, people can carve around it, you know, of course, obviously, yeah, but I mean, still, that would be hilarious.
Yo, that's what I've been thinking, but, like, just put, like, a really prank, like, prank-ass tag on there, so then people are like, oh, you don't like mini producer? Okay, cool, I got another tag for you, dude. This shit really gonna be popping, but, again, you know.
You need to, I know you haven't done many skits on Instagram. But I think if you can come up with a bunch of tags, I'd love to help you come up with them. You should just make like 15, 20 fucking hilarious tags and just play them back to back to back. Like, here's my new tags. Like, I'm a cheap ass. I ain't paid for this beat.
Yeah.
This beat was only $20. But I act like I'm rich.
Yo, you know let's mean? Do it. Okay. So we're going to do that. That'll happen to me.
I stole this beat.
Yo. Yes.
Yeah. Ah, so funny.
It's so funny, bro.
I don't have a PRO account yet.
Oh, man. Oh, that sickens me. Bro, like, I've had people recently, thank God, add me to DistroKid. So I'm pretty happy about that. I did hit up DistroKid because I kind of want to get a refund. I'm dead. I thought that if someone sent me an invite code using an email that didn't have an account attached, that I wouldn't. But it still works. And I was like, oh shit! So I had bought a subscription for that email because I thought like that was the only way. Nope. It's just if you get an invite code, I guess it will link your account or something. And I was like, damn it. So I'm going to see if they'll give me a refund. I mean, if they don't.
They should. They should.
Yeah.
Speaking of refunds, I'm about to do the smoothest transition ever. Maybe I mentioned this, maybe I didn't. And I haven't talked about it because I don't want to come off as materialistic or disrespectful in light of the current situation of a pandemic, but my Apple Watch is a casualty of the pandemic. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I got it last summer. Actually, if you remember, I probably talked about it way too much. Because I know around my birthday, I was like, I wanted to buy a new Apple Watch. I think I was either going to buy an Apple Watch or the AirPods because I needed a new pair. Anyway, I got an Apple Watch last summer because I needed a new one, right? Because my old one I had over 2 years and it lasted. It was great. But the screen fell off of it. Like, okay, so I get this new one. Had it since like June or July. And in like February, the screen started coming off again on the new one. So I'm like, what the hell? Like, what is it about me? Or is it my, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So the screen's coming loose. So I'm like, let me put a case on it. Because you know how you can get like, it's like a rubber or like a silicone, almost like a condom for your watch. You know what I mean?
Wait.
So I put that over, I put that on it to keep the screen from falling up. Then, because I was like, okay, I'll get this temporarily. I'm going to take my watch to the Apple store and just see if I can exchange it or get in whatever. So that was like back in early March. Well, we know what happened in early March. Everything shuts down. So I couldn't take it to the Apple store, but I still wear it because I like to have it. It's a safety thing for me, you know, it's like another form of communication, just in case. So, you know, you have to do all this hand washing and shit, right? Hope you know where this is going. But I'm washing my hands a lot. And what I didn't realize is I was washing my hands at normal amount, but because the screen was loose, and even though I had a cover on it, water got under the cover. And one day I look and my watch just isn't turning on. I'm like, what the hell? So I like tapped the screen. Freaking screen came on, but it was all green.
Oh no.
And I was like, it was like if your computer did that, like your stomach would drop. You know, where you're like, uh-oh. Right. And that's how I didn't feel bad. Just the watch. So, and that's why I'm trying. It's not a big deal. So I'm not trying to like, all the pandemic, this is the worst thing. It's not. It's trivial. That's why I'm just now talking about it. And the reason I'm just now talking about it is because exactly what happened, or what I thought was going to happen, happened. I went on Apple's website. I did like a chat with their, you know, service people. So I told them what was up with my watch. I told them the whole story. I said, look, you know, I think it got water in it, but the screen was coming loose. And I don't know why, but it got water in it. And so now the screen ain't working. Anyway, so they're like, okay, can you unpair it? So I unpaired it. Because it's still, it's weird. My phone still connects to it. It's just the screen is not working. Like, you can't do anything with it. Here's the scary thing. So I unpaired it. But then it says, you need to reset your watch. But you have to do that on the watch. So I tell the lady that on the chat with Apple. She says, hang on. I'm doing it for you. That's creepy.
Yeah.
So she connected to my watch over Wi-Fi or whatever and erased it for me. I was like, damn. Anyway, so she said, well, we're going to schedule a repair. And she says, you're out of your warranty. So, wah, wah. So then I asked the $1 million question. I said, how much is that going to be? She said, well, you're out of warranty, so it's going to be... She goes, I can't say exactly. I said, is it just as smart for me to buy another new one? Because it's going to cost the same amount to fix this one. She goes, that's exactly what I recommend because it's probably going to cost you... Like, she didn't say how much, but those watches now are only $200. And she's...
Oh,
yeah, the three. Apple Watch 3, by the way. Yes, $200. Because I don't really want the new one. I don't even care. I just like one that works. Anyway, so she's like, it's going to be close to the amount to get a new one. And she's like, that's probably all we would do is we would get your old watch, see that it's broken, and just send you a new one. She goes, it's pretty much going to be the same thing. I was like, well, okay, never mind. So I spent 15 minutes to find out. I'm just going to buy myself a new watch. So, well, that's what I'm going to do with my birthday money. Oh, shout out to the government. Guess what came in the mail?
Yep. Hey, check. Yeah, I don't know.
You should be getting one.
Yeah. Oh, well, I should get direct
deposit. Mm-hmm. Have you checked your bank account?
Yeah, I didn't get it. I only got the SSI one.
That's you. The fun thing is that it says, the checks say Donald J. Trump on it.
Oh, that's annoying. I'm glad I don't get a check.
I would like to see, I would like to see someone's, and somebody's gonna do it. I'd like to see someone get their check and spend it on drugs. Or, one thing I was thinking of was like, because we got all these things coming up with Vizo. I was like, I should just spend it on his video. Because we're about to shoot a video. I was like, let's have a dope ass. $1,200 video. And I'm, you know, I took that back. I was like, no, actually, let's not. Anyway, okay. I'm excited for you to hear this single, Jay. It's so good.
Oh my gosh.
I might send you a link as long as you don't share it or even talk about it. So it's just so jamming. I'm really excited. We're going to, here's what I did, by the way. And remember when we talked about this a couple weeks ago? I'm going to bring it up again because I'm going to admit something. This past week, I was letting go a little too much. Meaning, like, I wasn't, like, getting up, changing clothes. You know what I mean? Like, combing my hair, putting on new socks. I was letting things go a little bit too long. Like, you know, every other day, oh, yeah, let me bathe today. You know what I mean? Wearing the same sweats for 3 days. And I realized what it was doing to my mind state. And I was, like, getting in a bad mood. And I was just, like, irritated and, I don't know, just kind of depressed, you know? And I was like, you know what? Let me change that. So, yesterday I got up, was doing things, and, like, felt so much better. And even with that being said, yesterday, like, I had a conference call with Vizo and the whole team. And we talked about this. I want to release this single, and we're working on this whole project. By the way, something I got to talk to you about, which we'll talk about later. It's something cool. So, and what I found was, it's almost like having a deadline for something. Like, when you get up, there's certain things you do. We talked about routine. That's what it is. So I said, you know, I'm sensing that, like, Vizo and, like, you know, the whole crew, like, everybody's kind of excited. There's just this general feeling of, like, you know what I mean? Like, blah, going on. And I thought, let's just make a deadline. So I called yesterday, and on this conference call, I said, by the way, this may seem impossible, but we're going to make it happen. I said, we just finished this single. I said, let's have everything done and have it come out on my birthday. It's 4 weeks, which is tight. Because we're talking, finish this single, you know, get it distributed, get the cover art, get the lyric sheet, split sheets, registered as a PRO, and a video done. Oh, video shot, edited, ready to go. Like, no excuses. By at least, like, May 27th. So that way we have a day and a half. Because my birthday's on 29th. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's the great thing about you is, like, even you were talking about, like, PROs and all that stuff, like, professional shit, bro. Like, it's not that tough.
It's not.
Like, and you're paying all your producers, if it wasn't you, or if it wasn't, like, I'm sure you already gotten their information and that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? To get it registered. You want to know what's cool? I had someone ask me yesterday what my PRO information was.
<It's>, when you're young, it's cool. Because you're like, I need to know this. You're like, oh, shit. Well, it's funny because even with this Vizo single, you know, we have some co-writers that are kind of new to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just going, hey, you know, give me your PRO, give me your email address. By the way, songsplits.com. Songsplits.com. Everybody out there listening to this, songsplits.com.
Yep, I actually had a woman that I did a song for her called Shine. Mm-hmm. And we actually used SongSplits. Mm-hmm. This is my first time using SongSplits.
It's so easy. And everybody gets confirmation, so you don't have to worry about it later. Also, what I love about this too is when you're fair as a producer. So in this song, it doesn't matter. I'm not giving away personal information. But on this Vizo song, I think there are 6 writers.
Great.
And, oh, sorry, 5. Because there's 2 artists on it, and there's 3 producer writers. And it just, you know, songsplits.com, it makes things so much easier. And you get their email, you know their PRO. You know, and you just send them the info and be like, here you go. You know what I mean? Done. And then it's also so easy when everyone's professional. I keep backtracking. But I have to tell you this. As a producer, it is typically your job to define who did what on a record. I don't know if you knew that. Yes. Because when I've done it my whole career. But when I moved to Atlanta and worked for Big Boy, they do shit by the book.
Uh-huh.
They did it because Didi was running the label. So when we did Split Sheets, she sat with me and said, you basically executive produced this whole album with Big Boy, which was awesome to say that. So she said, but you were in all the sessions. You're going to tell me who did what. And then we figure out the splits. And that's how we did it.
Yo, I remember the first time I did a split sheet. I thought I really did some. I was so happy. Like an actual split sheet. Like, had to put my name and shit on there. And it was for a song I produced, like, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Boss Up by Big Mike, Mike Woe. And we filled out a split sheet in my dorm room.
Yeah.
And
you're like, yes. Well, again, it's also, so people understand this. People get scared of split sheets, I've seen, which is dumb. By the way, you're not signing away anything. You're basically saying what you own. It's a good thing because, and by the way, the only reason they exist is so if there is a dispute later. It's the only reason. So if you and I did a beat together and it blows up, you know, we wouldn't, but if we had a dispute, we would go back to that original split sheet. Say, oh, we did 50-50. You can't argue with that. Because, you know, one of my mentors always told me, if you understand, he had these old school metaphors, but they were brilliant. Tell me if you get this. He said, no one fights at the altar. So think about getting married, but do you see what he's saying? Because it's like, when you're in the studio, if you and I are in the studio with an artist, we're all hype. We're like, yeah, all this shit's jamming. Oh, yeah, let's do the split sheet. Nobody's worried about it then. But if it blows up, and then somebody's like, ooh, they're going to be arguing over dumb shit. Like, well, I should get 51%, not 50. You know, like dumb shit, because money came in. So it's like, decide now who owns what, so that later you cannot fight about it.
Exactly. You know that SongSplits has, like, opportunities that you can...
Oh, really?
I mean, they're hella... It looks like they're hella old.
Oh, wow.
Like, the latest is, like, 2019. But still, I mean, I'm sure you can...
That's pretty dope.
So, like, one of them is, like, Hollywood. The label is the Hollywood label. The artist is CB30. And it's a country artist who's, think younger than plus Shay. In joint venture with UMG, and well, that's
oh, wow.
In 2018.
Okay, well,
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Oh.
But I understand, like,
yeah.
I don't know how much, I guess they don't update it that much, but it's still cool to, like, see, like, artists on here. ZZ Ward. Yo, I loved her. What the heck? Select co-writing. That was in 2018. Justin Sky, Looking for Songs, R&B/Pop, Rock Nation. Normani from Fifth Harmony. That was 2018. Rihanna, Needs Songs for Reggae and Pop Album. The band Perry.
Damn.
So, this is cool. I mean, these are, a lot of these are old opportunities, so, I mean, I guess
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You need...
Alicia Keys was looking for shit in 2018.
Yeah, I don't know how much I trust those, like, because a lot of people that get songs to people, they actually know them. So, I mean, you never know.
I don't know.
I'm a little skeptical. I got you. I want to recommend some because we're already at 50 minutes today. I like that we've been in enough. By the way, this is kind of indicative of what's going on nowadays because we always end up talking about music. But that's really all we have going on right now. You know,
yep.
Not a whole lot of extracurricular activity. There is an app. Had a conversation with a friend of mine on Friday. He said, have you heard of this app called Voicy?
Yeah, you should.
Did you look at it?
Yeah, but I didn't know. You kind of didn't say anything further. But I didn't really know what I was.
It's kind of like a, what I gather is, I think it's almost kind of like an Instagram kind of TikTok kind of app, but it's for collaboration. So as a producer, you can put beats on there and get people to rap. Oh, remember, kind of what we were talking about with TikTok? Remember when I said, you can put beats on there and let people rap on? This is what it's made for. So you should look into it.
Okay.
Because you can put...
That makes sense, yeah.
I do believe that's exactly what it is. As a producer, you would put beats on there and artists can jump on... It's like, it's almost like a portable studio. People could, like, do a freestyle over your beat.
Is it like rap?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm always good to be other
people. Well, I think you should give it a try because I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but the fact that that's what it's geared toward, but it's not just rappers. See, it's not, that's what I like about it. It's not just, rap chat is mostly rap, obviously. But this is a little more broad scale where, you know, because people can sing over your trap beats. You know what I mean? Like, you might get a singer over it, or you might get a rapper. I don't know, like, but it's another cool outlet, like, to try. I may try it myself, like.
Yeah, I downloaded it, so I'll just make it.
Cool. By the way, I'm a little bummed. It doesn't look like we'll be able to go bowling on my birthday this year.
Yeah, really.
I was hoping we could, I mean, and maybe we can just postpone it, you know? Like, just...
Yeah, because you gotta do it, because bowling is fun as well. And that was a fun time.
Maybe I could just, if I can get rich, we'll just run out the whole bowling alley. And be like, we don't want anyone else in there getting us sick. So it's just, let's...
Yo, that would probably be so much
more. Oh, yeah. Well, we could do social distancing, and I'll be like, we want these two lanes, but I need six lanes. Because then I'll get two lanes on either side, and just don't let anybody sit there. That'd be wild, and it really ain't worth it. That would be way too much for a birthday party. Maybe I'll have a Zoom birthday party. Who knows? You know? I'll make it awkward and I'll get a Zoom. I'll have a Zoom birthday party, but I have one of the participants be a stripper.
Yeah.
I don't think we can do that. Zoom would, like, cut us off. Anyway.
That would be lit, honestly.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway. So, we should wrap it up soon. I think we're doing good here, but you know, let's be hopeful that Georgia, yes, and you know, stays at home as much as. But is this, does this mean people are going back to work tomorrow? I guess it would, right? Wow. Okay. Anyway. We both sound not excited at all.
No, because I just think people are going to be ridiculous and that this is going to get worse.
Right. We'll know. I think we'll know within a week.
Well, no, the cases have already gone up.
I did hear that. Just since things started opening up. Because things started opening up like a week ago, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, we already seen what's going to happen. So, unless it really open up, we really about to find out.
Yeah.
And you can't go back at this point.
No, they'll lock everything down for another month. Yeah.
Yep. But it's just like, stick to something, you know
what right. I
mean? Like, either lock shit down or don't, you know? Like, but don't be surprised when she hits the fan.
Right.
Because my thing is like, okay, so people want to go to restaurants. Yo, order the food online, bro. Like, figure it out. Like, what is so necessary about you going to a restaurant and being around hella people, bro? How can you social distance
right.
in a damn
right.
restaurant?
Well, I mean, you can. There have been countries that... Well, here's what I don't get.
You're still the food, isn't
it? Yeah, here's what I don't get about it. Why, okay, I get that people want to get out, but why aren't people wearing masks? They're just like, oh no, we're going out, everything's cool now. No, it's not. Like, you can, by the way, look, I'm going to tell you this. Even when I feel comfortable, like even if I go to La Perea to pick up something outside, I'm wearing a mask, probably gloves. And if I go to Starbucks, whether that's a couple weeks or a month from now, I'm going to be wearing a mask. I'm going to be wearing gloves. I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. I don't care if anybody looks at me. I don't care if anybody thinks anything. They can go suck a big fat dick. Unless they like that, then maybe they shouldn't. But
yeah,
you know what I mean. It's just like,
yeah.
But I don't care. I'm looking out for me. Just like you looking out for you and obviously no one else. So, get me a Frappuccino.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
A COVID.
Well, I have saved money.
No, that's, money yeah, saved, same.
Like, I haven't really bought nothing.
Me neither.
You know, or like
this is a money saver. Yeah. People got to realize that.
It's such a money.
You know how much money I spend at Starbucks? It's a lot. It's at least $3-4 a day. So just even there, I've saved $120 a month. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. We're saving
right.
money.
All right, well, let's close this baby out. I always forget how I do it. You know, I always do it backwards, but,
Well, we appreciate you all listening to this lovely mm-hmm. podcast. On another Sunday, and this has been a chill episode brought to you by Jay
and Simon Ella.
Of course, and this podcast, as always, is done on the Anchor app where you can make your own podcast that nobody will listen to, but maybe they will listen to it because we're in
That's
quarantine.
Right.
And who produced?
Oh, that would be Alchemy LLC. That's
oh,
right.
Shoot.
That's right.
LLC. Yes, thank you. They produced this. But the most important question that we have is, where can they find you? On
well,
social
funny,
media?
You should ask. I am everywhere. Simon Illa. SimonIlla. On Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, Black Planet, MySpace. Did I say Instagram? Twitter? I think that's like all of them. It's like all the fingers I have. Where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me at Mini Producer. That's where you'll find me. You'll hear my tags around the universe. So, you know, let your ears bleed.
That's right.
You can, you'll find me there. Melon J Life. One day we'll be able to pick up where we left. This quarantine's kind of been
understandable.
Yeah, like, trying to be creative with that is... It was already tough because we're long distance, but, like, now it's like, damn. So, when we get back to it, it's going to blow people's minds, so don't think we've forgotten about anything. And, yeah, you can find my beats at miniproducer.com and it'll take you to my website. And yep, that's what nice. I meant. So also I do a beat bid typically on Tuesdays. It's been kind of off a little, but typically on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. I do mine, and then you do your live as well.
Yep, 11 o'clock to midnight. And we do one together. So, did you already say the one at 7 on Thursdays?
Oh, yeah, we have one at 7 on right. Thursday. And we review people's music and beats. So if you want to do that, just send an email to beatsbyminuteproducer@gmail.com. And we'll review that sheet. And, yeah. But until next time.
Oh, wait. Before we do that, real quick.
Well.
You know, we want people to be generous. You know what I mean? It's a time of love, caring, and sharing. So share this with your friends.
Okay.
Did we already say that? Again? You did so good on that closeout. Props. Props yes. to Jay. All right.
Thanks.
So yeah, until next time, this is Simon Noah. And we're out. Peace.